Sonia Pressman Fuentes, I want to welcome you to Joy of Resistance.
Thanks, Fran. It's lovely to be with you.
Thank you. It's wonderful that you answered my call. Sonia Pressman Fuentes was the first woman attorney in the Office of the General Counsel at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission starting in 1965. She helped enforce the new statutes about women and African Americans for civil rights that had just been passed recently. She had the ear of Betty Friedan, who went on to found the National Organization for Women, our first women's civil rights popular organization at that period, and may have been influenced by a lot of what Sonia was saying to her. And Sonia was a founder of NOW, and she has a long biography. She was born in 1928, came to America with her family escaping the Holocaust in the early 30s, and she's seen a whole lot of history. Welcome once again, Sonia.
Thank you, Fran.
I would love for you to fill out some of this elation that I know you are feeling and many of us have been feeling about the first time in 240 years of U.S. history that we actually have a woman, a female, as the nominee of a major party, which we will have soon. So I'd love to hear some of what your thoughts are at this point.
Well, it was tremendously exciting for me and other feminists across the country, because this struggle for women's rights actually started in 1648. At that time, a woman named Margaret Brent asked the Maryland Assembly for the right to vote just for herself. She wanted two votes because she was a property owner and also managed property for Lord Baltimore. And of course, she was denied because she was a woman. So that was the beginning. Now, she didn't ask it for all women. She just asked it for herself. But that was the beginning. And then, of course, in 1848, we had the Seneca Falls Convention, where women came out with a declaration of sentiments, including they wanted the right to vote and they wanted a number of other things. In 1850, there was a national convention for women in Worcester, Massachusetts. But then too much did not happen with that because the Civil War came along and everybody felt we had to focus on that. Then there was the 72-year struggle for suffrage.
Yes, 72 years. The women who started it never lived to see the end of it. It took so long.
Right. Yeah. And we finally achieved that in 1920.
Yep.
And then in the middle 60s, you had the founding of NOW and the passage of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Equal Pay Act. And a new struggle began for employment rights and all kinds of other rights.
It's been a long, slow climb. What I think of, Sonia, is that women weren't allowed to own property, married women. They had to pass the Married Women's Property Act sometime around 1848. They used to say, we don't own the bustles on our backs. Women couldn't enter any of the professions, as you well know. We really were not legal people. And it's been a huge struggle, step by step by step. And yes, it, in spite of misgivings that I may have about some of Hillary Clinton's policies, I felt an elation at this this terrible wall being breached, this glass ceiling, as it were, being broken. I felt such elation, and that stands. That's a historic moment.
Absolutely. But now we have to get her elected, because that would be the real historical moment.
That will be the real historical moment, exactly. And so we're going to do that. And if we, don't agree with her policies, we will be out in the street. We will be in movements. We will be pushing her to earn that second term she'll probably want, and et cetera, et cetera. What we do with people who are more to the left than, speaking for myself. However, the fact that she made it to this point is amazing, absolutely amazing and wonderful. And I have to thank you for that great email. I was sitting at my computer. I was so tired. It was in the AM hours. And all of a sudden, I just lit up like a light bulb because I it just got to me what was happening, you know.
Well, that's what got to me too, and that's why I sent that email to you and to other feminist friends of mine, and I'm delighted it had such an effect.
Yes, thank you so much, Sonia. I'm sorry we have to cut this short. I just wanted to check in with you and share this moment with you. So thank you for coming on to Joy of Resistance.
My pleasure, and keep up the fight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.